Conflict, 1987. From looking at manuals used in college writing courses, and from listening to participants in writing workshops, I gather that it is a generally received idea that a story is the relation of a conflict, that without conflict there is no plot, that narrative and conflict are inseparable. Now, that something or other has to happen in a story, I agree. In very general, broad terms, there are, after all, excellent stories in which everything has happened or is about to happen. But that what happens in a story can be defined as limited to conflict, I doubt. And that to assert the dependence of narrative on conflict is to uphold social Darwinism in all its glory, I sadly suspect. Existence as struggle, life as a battle, everything in terms of defeat and victory, man versus nature, man versus woman, black versus white, good versus evil, God versus devil, a sort of apartheid view of existence and of literature. What a pitiful impoverishment of the complexity of both. In E.M. Forster's famous definition, in Aspects of the Novel, this is a story. The king died, and then the queen died. And this is a plot. The king died, and then the queen died of grief. In that charming and extremely useful example, where is the conflict? Who is pitted against what? Who wins? Is the first book of Genesis a story? Where is the conflict? Has War and Peace a plot? Can that plot be in any useful or meaningful way reduced to conflict or a series of conflicts? People are cross-grained, aggressive, and full of trouble, the storytellers tell us. People fight themselves and one another, and their stories are full of their struggles. But to say that that is the story is to use one aspect of existence, conflict, to include and submerge other aspects which it does not include and does not comprehend. Romeo and Juliet is a story of the conflict between two families, and its plot involves the conflict of two individuals with those families. Is that all it involves? Isn't Romeo and Juliet about something else? And isn't it the something else that makes the otherwise trivial tale of a feud into a tragedy? I, for one, will be glad when this gladiatorial view of fiction has run its course. I may then have time to find out how and when the tremendous word epiphany, which I thought meant the coming of the holy into the holy place, began to be thrown around in writing courses to mean, I gather, something like the high point of the plot, the crux, or nœud, the moment when it all comes together, in such stories as have such a moment. This is a pretty highfalutin word for a pretty ordinary narrative event. I wonder if James Joyce is responsible for its cheapening. I seem to recall that he talked about having epiphanies in his bathroom. I guess you have to have a fairly high opinion of yourself and your bathroom to talk that way.